Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody. This is Stephen Julian. We are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel, and you are listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. We hope you're listening live every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on businessradiox.com, or we're happy to have you along if you're listening to the podcast through iTunes or any other podcast service. Like I said, this is Stephen Julian. You will not be hearing the voice of Mike Salmond this week. I had to miss last week's show, and thanks to Duffy Dixon for filling in for me. And I guess as punishment, Mike is not allowing me to see his wonderful face and hear his beautiful voice today. So we'll soldier on and do the best we can. He is in the studio and going to be taking pictures, and he's going to be taking pictures of our guest. Happy to welcome Rick Higgins from Team Logic IT here this morning. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Happy to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. So Team Logic IT, IT stands for information technology.
Yes, sir.
That I know. And IT, there are a lot of IT companies, but Team Logic IT is a little different, a little unique. Tell everybody about Team Logic IT and what sets you guys apart.
What makes us unique, Stephen, is that we're a franchise corporation.
Okay.
So we have about 145 plus or minus locations across Atlanta, every major city across the country, every major city in the country. And in fact, here in Atlanta, we have 4 locations.
And that's a big differentiator, because I think a lot of small business owners who listen to our show, if they've got an IT service, I don't think you have the statistic, but I would think a high percentage are just local.
That's right.
So they just have one place. And as long as I'm a local business, okay, maybe I could work with a local company. But having a company that has a national presence, but also a local feel, this helps with especially businesses with multiple sites, I would think, across different states.
That's right. With here in Atlanta in particular, with the multiple locations that we have, we can be as big as we need to be or as small as we need to be. Because even though we are competitors against each other, we also work really well together.
So for example, if they're your client, mm-hmm. you can go to their location. If they also have multiple locations in other states, you can communicate with the other Team Logic IT franchises, and they can serve your clients.
We can do that. And we do that. We've got clients here in Atlanta with locations in Nashville and Charlotte, for instance, and Tampa. And we've got Team Logic IT partners in all those cities. So, but the other interesting thing is the partners of mine that are located in those other cities have clients in Atlanta. A lot of clients around the country do business in and around Atlanta. So they'll put installations here or offices here, and they need them built out. We'll go in and do the low voltage build out, and they need feet on the street for support, whether it's to implement a firewall or what have you. Got to have someone show up to do that. You can't do it remotely.
Nice. So getting back to kind of just the overall topic of IT, I actually went to a technical school, and I still think that it's cloudy, and I hear the word IT, and it can involve so much. So can you help kind of just break down that whole concept of IT and what specifically TeamLogic, I mean, what can you guys help a business with? What are some of the key areas that as a business owner, I need to be thinking about? I might need help with that.
For us, I like to tell people that if you plug it into the wall and call it technology, we'll support it.
Okay.
And that means a lot of things, you know, and sometimes that can be confusing because people don't want to hear you just say that you can do everything. And that's, you know, that's really the case. We can't do everything, but for small businesses, we can do, you know, most of everything you'd ever see in any given month or year as an IT problem.
I think also the topic of IT might have changed over the years because you talk about if you plug it into the wall. So we're talking about the computers, the laptops, the devices, the phones, all that kind of stuff. And I think some people might think, well, my stuff's not broken. So they might think only repair, but really it's a lot more than that, right?
That's right. You've got to put the preventive and protective measures in place to ward off not just viruses, but now malware, ransomware, which is really the hot button issue of what we're seeing in technology these days. The bad guys are really smart.
Yeah.
They're really nimble. And the good guys are having to work really hard to keep up.
Yeah, if you'll let me, Rick, I'm going to try and do a little radio thing and we're going to use that as a tease. So we're going to tell everybody to hang on. That is a hot button topic and it is something we want to talk about.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to table it for now. And we're really doing that to force people to keep listening. So
okay.
We'll see if we succeed in that. Let me ask you this. So you guys can help with almost anything that people plug into a wall and call technology. What are some of the types of businesses that you found as building TeamLogic here in this area that you found you've kind of developed a niche or you've kind of developed an affinity for a particular type of business? I know you can help any business, but let me just kind of let you talk to what has become your specialties.
We cover, we cover a wide range, but for whatever reason, we've really built out our client base in the CPA industry and the legal industry. Now, I don't really know why, but that just seems to be, that's where we kind of started out. And
maybe it's your dry sense of humor. I think that could,
you know, you'd be surprised. I've got some really interesting CPA clients with some really great senses of humor. And they surprise me all the time.
Now that's a tease for people to call you and get some good stories.
Yeah.
But so attorneys and CPAs, you know, actually that's probably a good endorsement and a good reference point because they have to be very exact. Mm-hmm. They have to be very thorough in what they do. And so that speaks to how you guys handle the job.
For the reasons you just mentioned, they really understand the numbers associated with the value proposition of outsourcing IT. It makes a lot of sense. And they understand not just the hard costs, but the soft costs of having downtime. It's very tough to get your arms around that. If you explain to them, hey, look, this is your range of what you're looking at if you're shut down and you can understand that soft cost. Then especially like for the CPAs, now is their real critical time up until the 15th.
Right.
You know, from January 1 to April 15th, we've got clients who say, don't even call us. We don't want you, unless there's just an emergency. We don't want you on site doing anything. But they get it. They get it. And same thing with our attorney clients.
So we started by talking about devices, you know, anything you plug into the wall. I would imagine also the IT covers networks, access to broadband, internet, that kind of stuff. So,
that's right. And we do that as well. We're a submaster agent and can bring in any carrier in the country and every carrier in Metro Atlanta.
Well, let me ask this question. I didn't prepare you for this, so I'm springing one on you.
Sorry.
A small business owner who's listening to this, who has an IT service, I think almost every small business owner has some kind of IT contact. Give some advice as to questions they should be asking or things they should be thinking about. And because I would ask the question, what makes a good IT company? What should I be looking for and what should I be asking so that I can feel comfortable? Of course, I can work with you, but if I'm working with somebody now, how can I make sure I'm working with a good company?
I think the most important thing is business continuity.
Okay.
If you've got a backup system in place, for instance, you really don't have what we call business continuity. So I'll explain that, what I mean by that. So let's just say you've got a server that's on premise and that server goes down for any reason, or maybe you get a malware attack on that server. If you've got backup, then you can either replace or rebuild that server re-upload your backup to get going. But you're talking about having some downtime while that happens. If you've got business continuity in place, then you will have the ability to keep on running your business while the restore is taking place. Hmm. So you're talking about, you know, a little bit more money, but a lot more protection. Just kind of think of it as insurance.
And a lot more ability to continue your business being a profit center and serving your own clients, which keeps you in business and keep things growing.
Just imagine what it would be like for a CPA to be shut down for a day or two or a week, right, or what's going on with the city of Atlanta right now. I mean, that, you know, with the ransomware attack that they had a week or two ago, they do not and did not have business continuity in place.
I think if I can dig a little bit into your answer, I think as a small business owner, I should be asking, do I have an IT person that is just doing only what I ask?
Right.
Or am I with someone who's advising me around my whole IT?
Right. If you don't have somebody that's getting out there, finding out what's the latest and greatest, staying in front of the technology curve, or at least on the top of the wave, then you really don't have the right person in place. That could be a company or an individual.
Yeah. So I think also probably one of the challenges you might face as an advisor in all things IT might be you tell them what you think they need to do, and then they don't necessarily follow your advice. Do you have tiered advice? Here's what I'm recommending. Here's the minimum that at least you should do.
No. I mean, when it comes to security, you can't tier that.
Got it.
You say, this is what you need to do, and you can't really back off of that.
Okay.
So now there are people where I'll have a meeting and I'll say, look, I'm not trying to scare you into doing business with me, but I am trying to scare you to doing business with somebody.
Right.
And, you know, if it's me, great. If it's not, that's fine too. Cause I'll tell you that this industry is just on fire right now.
Yeah.
Just booming, crazy on fire. And also I do want to go back to your other question about, you know, if you have somebody in place,
right,
you know, or how do you know if they're the right person or not? This is another differentiator for Team Logic. We've got a team of really, really smart people at our headquarters at the franchisor who, it's their full-time job to go around the country and sometimes internationally to attend and sometimes speak at technology conferences. They're constantly looking for the new partners, the latest and greatest technology, the product lines that are out there. They're sussing that out, vetting those partners, forming those relationships, pushing them down to us, the owners who are in the field, and then we push that out to our client base. So if I didn't have that in place, I'd have to, I mean, that's really a full-time job for three people.
Right, right.
To try to figure that out.
And if you were just a local person, not only would you not have the time to do that, you wouldn't have the resources. So
you can't do it.
Yeah. So the scale of investment that Team Logic can make for you as the local franchisor, but they can go out or franchisee, they can go out and get, that's fantastic. That is well worth it.
Now we pay for it, right?
Sure.
We pay for it because there's franchise fees, royalty fees, but I've never regretted a penny that I've sent to headquarters. I'll tell you, it's been great.
It allows you to be as prepared as you possibly can be. Mm-hmm. So you get to walk into any situation with confidence knowing you've got the best tools in your tool belt.
That's right.
So I like it. So we've kind of teased it. Let's kind of talk about it. What are some of the biggest, challenges that are facing just kind of the IT industry? What are you on the front lines dealing with more and more every day?
Well, I mentioned that we're booming, and this is really anecdotal more than anything else. But in my opinion, it's because of cybersecurity issues, and more specifically, ransomware, malware attacks. Every week I get a call, every week, sometimes multiple times a day, we get a call. Somebody's been attacked. There, whoever they had on board, whether it was, you know, Joey Bag of Donuts working out of the back of his car or some other business competitor, they let them get attacked.
Yeah.
We come in after the fact. And that can be messy. That really is the driving thing. That really seems to be the thing that's just everybody's thinking about. It's in the newspapers constantly. It's online. If you read blogs, you're seeing about it, and everybody's afraid of it, and everybody's spending money to protect themselves against it.
There's a stated statistic that for the last 15, 20 years that technology kind of doubles the speed of processing every 18 months. Are you finding that in the malware, ransomware, in the nefarious side of trying to attack business through online, that that's growing at an exponential rate as well?
It is, because unfortunately, crime pays in that area.
Yeah.
Again, the bad guys are nimble. They're really hard to catch. The best and smartest, brightest good guys that are out there that we have in the country, NSA, FBI, you name it. I mean, they just really can't get a handle on it and catch these guys.
So let's talk a little bit to the small business. Let's talk to the small business owner, the local person. Are there some general rules of thumb that you would recommend to be prepared so that you're trying to help them avoid the phone call of,
yeah,
I'm screwed. So what's the proactive steps?
There's three things, and this is not an order of priority because they're all really important. You got to have that front door protection, which is a firewall. And you've got to have the back door protection, which is what we call endpoint. An endpoint is the laptop, the desktop, and it actually can be your handheld device too, or a tablet. So you've got to put endpoint protection in place on all your devices, not just your server, but all your endpoints that you touch and work with. And three, and this is something that is becoming more and more prevalent, really common. We're starting to roll it out with our client base, cyber protection training. You know, what to click on, what not to click on. We've got a really neat tool that we've been implementing with part of our client base, and we're looking to roll it out with all of our client base. And it's really neat. So we send out test malware emails, and we see who clicks on it, who's going to be the clicky clickerstein or whatever. and then we get those statistics back, and you'd be surprised, but the first number that comes back, it's almost always about 30%. Wow. So 30% of a 20 or a 30 person office will click on that first email, just the first one that you send out.
And is the first one you send out kind of pretty commonsensical, that someone who takes a moment and thinks about it, or are you guys like, no, let's give our best try to,
you know, I used to think that they were all commonsensical, to use your word, if that's a word.
It is today.
We just made up a new word. But even I'm seeing stuff that I have to take a second look at.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
You're getting better.
That's clever. That's tricky. Yeah. We're seeing stuff that looks like it's coming from QuickBooks. We're seeing stuff that looks like it's coming from Microsoft, Outlook type stuff. Seeing stuff that looks like it's coming from commonly used business applications that most small business people use.
Yeah. So anybody listening to this show, I bet right now there are certain things in life where people could say, I got a story about that, you know?
Yeah.
So moving to the realm of health, you know, everybody's got somebody who's been affected by cancer, but let's bring it back to this. Everybody's got a story.
Right.
I have a story. I changed companies about 8 months ago and changed the name of my company and set up new email addresses. My clients started getting emails from an old email address. It was an assistant at that other company,
yeah,
who had abandoned her email address, and we had shut it down correctly, we thought. And somebody had slightly changed her email address and sent my client hey, we've got this invoice.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my business doesn't operate that way. So everybody went, Steven never sends me an invoice.
No.
So it was fairly easy to shut down and nobody clicked on it, but you know, everybody's got a story, right?
And that's right.
And so you gotta, and I love the idea that there's education. So let me ask you this. What are the payment options? I'm a small business owner. I retain your services on a retainer basis, or can it be transactional in nature? How do you guys operate there?
Either or.
Okay.
I mean, right now, I mean, on one end of the extreme, we'll do what we call full managed services. We'll take over everything. We'll own all of the IT issues associated with everything that's going on in your office, including help desk, even if it's after hours, help desk support for small minor problems like I can't connect to the printer,
right,
what have you. But most importantly, we're owning the really big problems, the cybersecurity issues, to protect that data and protect your business and keep you in business, because you can go out of business with a bad data breach problem. On the other end of the spectrum, we have what we call a break fix client. We have a lot of those. And we're on demand and we're on call for ad hoc hourly services. And then we have hybrid managed services, which are a lot of different things. And it kind of just fits to meet the needs and requests of the client.
Which I think is fair because I think, again, so now we're going back to the very first question. Let's talk about IT in general. I think every business probably has different, you could almost say that every business is very unique in what they need.
That's right.
You know, I'm an independent financial advisor. Well, a lot of my cybersecurity is I do most of my stuff by logging into a website. Almost all my business is run through a website. Well, they handle the cybersecurity, but right. It's my responsibility to not take my laptop to Starbucks and just get on the public Wi-Fi, which I go into Starbucks and I go into these places. There's commonsensical. I'll use my word one more time. So, yeah. I mean, that is, there's so many different ways that somebody can get hacked or damaged.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we cover in trainings is how to avoid open Wi-Fi, for instance, that's not secure.
Is training something that is only available through they've retained you at some type of hybrid or full blown?
We sell it as a service.
Okay.
So I've got some clients that if they're full service, we just roll it in. And some clients, it's not included. It just kind of depends on, again, that's the hybrid offering. But back to the training, it's really interesting. After you do that first iteration where you're finding out, you know, who the clickers are on the first run, after going through the different stages of training, it's kind of self-paced too. So okay. You can go, and we can set in thresholds and deadlines and stuff if the owner of the business wants us to. In the case of the clients where we've rolled this out, and it's relatively new, we've only been doing it for a few months, they've just wanted their employees to be self-paced. And there's about 8 or 9 flights or iterations of training that you go through. And then we retest all along the way. So if you get retested and then you click on something again, guess what? You've got to go back and do a little bit more training or go back to the thing that where we talked about that. But I'll tell you, the very first session of that training will scare the pants right off of you. I mean, it's amazing. I've watched the training videos and I've gone through the exercises. It's scary.
Well, and I think it's with justification.
Right.
Right. So let me kind of, this probably be the last question. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. It's hopefully it's a commonsensical question. Without scaring our listeners too much, what are some of the biggest things they're facing? I mean, ransomware, you've mentioned that a couple of times. What would that look like if somebody gets ransomware, malware, something like that?
So an attack on, typically it goes for the servers, but it almost always gets in through some kind of endpoint. And then once it's in your network, because you've clicked on something, you've told your network that you're allowing that procedure to take place. You've executed an executable or a program. And then depending on the malware, it can go in and worm its way into your server. And then it can either start attacking immediately or it can go dormant and hibernate for a while. And that's one thing that makes it really tough to unravel an attack. And because you might have to go really far back in your backup iterations to wow. do a restore. It can become very difficult to understand when did the attack happen and how far back do we have to go to make sure we've got clean versions of our data footprint.
So the best advice to any business owner, small, medium, large, is they need to have front door protection, back door protection, and cyber protection as they're going through, as well as potentially can always stay on top of educating.
Right,
their
training.
Employees.
Training and educating.
Wow. So for any business, any size, locally here, or even if they've got national presence, TeamLogic IT can help them.
Yes, sir.
How can people get in touch specifically with you and your TeamLogic team?
I think the best thing is our phone number, 770-847-9611. And if you want to just kind of looky-loo and take a peek and see what we've got going on, go to our website, teamlogicit.com/DunwoodyGA.
And the best part about that is they definitely need to call you if there's some kind of problem You know, they can call you in an emergency, but they can certainly call you to help set up proactive protection.
That's right.
I love it. Rick Higgins with TeamLogic IT. Thank you so much for being
here. Thanks, Stephen. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to have you on the show. Just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does broadcast every Thursday from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And I want to remind everybody that love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio broadcasts live every Thursday at 10 a.m., and you can listen to that broadcast on businessradiox.com. You just find the studio. We're the Gwinnett Studio. Also, I'd encourage you to check out the other studios. Check out some of the other shows that are broadcasting. If you don't listen to it live, we certainly would invite you to subscribe to us through your podcast service, through iTunes. You can even watch some of our old episodes on YouTube. Now, you can't watch any of the current episodes because apparently I've got a face for radio and there was some mandate handed down that said that we can't show our show on YouTube anymore. Is that right, Trey? Is that what you understand?
Wrong.
Yeah, okay, that's wrong. Actually, we would love to get back on YouTube. And if you want to help advertise your business on Gwinnett Business Radio or one of our other shows, we'd love to talk to you about that. So for Mike, who took fantastic pictures, Rick, if your pictures don't turn out good, it's Mike's fault.
That's right.
Because you are a handsome man, I got to say. So
thanks, Stephen. You too.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a very commonsensical thing to say. So for Mike and for Trey, this is Stephen Julian. We'll see you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.